gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. Welcome to Day 287. House Republicans unveiled the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which reduces the number of tax brackets from 7 to 5, maintains the top tax rate at 39.6%, raises the standard deduction from $6,350 to $12,000 for individuals, and from $12,700 to $24,000 for married couples. The New York Times, NBC News, and the Wall Street Journal say the bill also reduces the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%, repeals the state and local income tax deductions, limits property tax deductions to $10,000, and expands the child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600. The treatment of pre-tax contributions to 401k and IRA would be preserved, and homeowners can keep their mortgage interest deduction. But the bill caps the deduction for new mortgages at $500,000, while also repealing the estate tax in 2024. The bill is estimated to cost $1.51 trillion over a decade, but lawmakers must keep the cost of the bill to $1.5 trillion if they want to pass it along party lines and avoid a filibuster by Democrats. Bloomberg and Politico say Sam Clovis has withdrawn his nomination for the Department of Agriculture's chief scientist role. Clovis came under sharp criticism for his lack of science credentials, he's not a scientist, and for his role supervising George Papadopoulos. In a letter to Trump, Clovis wrote that he does, quote, not want to be a distraction or a negative influence, end quote. Clovis is a self-described skeptic of climate change. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats asked Jeff Sessions to clarify his confirmation hearing remarks regarding attempts by the campaign to coordinate a meeting between Trump and Putin. CNN and NBC News say both the Senate Intelligence and Judiciary Committees asked Sessions to formally clarify his remarks after it was reported that Trump declined to rule out the idea proposed by George Papadopoulos. Sessions weighed in and rejected the proposal to use Papadopoulos' Russian contacts to arrange a meeting. During his confirmation testimony, Sessions testified that he was, quote, not aware of anyone from the Trump campaign communicating with the Russians. The Wall Street Journal says the Justice Department has identified at least six Russian government officials involved in the DNC hack that resulted in thousands of emails being released by WikiLeaks last year. Prosecutors have assembled evidence to charge the Russian officials and could bring a case next year. U.S. intelligence agencies have attributed the hack to Russian intelligence services. Meanwhile, the Associated Press says the hackers who targeted Hillary Clinton's campaign had international targets corresponding with Russian interests. A digital hit list shows a multi-year operation that tried to break into the inboxes of 4,700 Gmail accounts worldwide. And they also targeted the emails of Ukrainian officers, Russian opposition leaders, U.S. defense contractors, and more. The list was found by the cybersecurity firm SecureWorks after the, quote, fancy bear hacking group forgot to set an active Bitly account to private. One of the experts who reviewed the list described the data as, quote, a master list of individuals whom Russia would like to spy on, embarrass, discredit, or silence, end quote. The New York Times, BuzzFeed News, and Bloomberg say Robert Mercer, whose money helped elect Trump, will step down as co-CEO of Renaissance Technologies. The move is an effort to distance himself from Trump, and Mercer will also sell his stake in Breitbart to his daughters for personal reasons. In a letter to investors, Mercer also said that he was severing ties with Milo Yiannopoulos, a former Breitbart writer who had cultivated white nationalists and used them to generate ideas on the site. Mercer was also a large financial backer of Cambridge Analytica, a voter data firm that worked for Trump's campaign. Rick Perry suggested that expanding the use of fossil fuels could help prevent sexual assault.
I just got back from Africa, and I want to finish up with this, because I think I heard a lady say that there are people dying. Let me tell you where people are dying, is in Africa, because of the lack of energy that they have there. And it's going to take fossil fuels to push power out into those villages in Africa, where a young girl told me to my face, one of the reasons that electricity is so important to me is not only because I'm not going to have to try to read by the light of a fire and have those fumes literally killing people, but also from the standpoint of sexual assault. when the lights are on, when you have light, it shines the righteousness, if you will, on those types of acts. So from the standpoint of how you really affect people's lives, fossil fuels is going to play a role in that. I happen to think it's going to play a positive role.
The Hill and Axios say the energy secretary also said that while he thinks climate change is real, quote, I still think the science is out on whether humans are the cause of it. And now to the polls. ABC News says 49% of Americans think Trump likely committed a crime, while 58% approve of how Special Counsel Robert Mueller is handling the investigation. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.